In the beginning of the Parsha, Avram is visited by three Anashim, three men, which we understand traditionally to be three Malachim, three angels. And each one had its own Shlichus. One's Shlichus was to inform Sarah that she was going to have a child. The other one was going to inform Avraham that Sodom would be destroyed. And the third one was there to heal Avraham, to do Bikur Cholim. That was Raphael. Why do we need three Malachim? So Rashi explains, because a shliach, a malach, only has one shlichus and not double. But then in the same Rashi, Rashi adds on that after Raphael healed Avraham, he also went to save Lot. So everyone asks, what do you mean? Isn't the malach doing two shlichus? He should only be doing one. So many answer, well, what do you mean? When it says that a malach can't do two shlichos, it means he can't do two acts of shlichos simultaneously. So first he healed Avraham, and then he went to save Lot. But if that's the case, then we could ask a different question, or a similar question, which is, why did the malach who came to heal Avraham go to save Lot? Perhaps it would have been better, or just as good, if the malach who came to inform Sarah that she was going to have a baby would also be there to do Bikur Cholim for Avraham. Let him first inform Sarah of the future child, and then he'll be there to do Bikur Cholim. And frankly, that malach can then afterwards go and save Lot. Why is it that specifically that malach who went to heal Avraham also went to save Lot? So says the Chasam Sofer, the answer is that a malach can only do one shlichus. However, the malach who went to heal Raphael, who then went to Lot, was actually doing one shlichus. What do you mean? It seems like it's two different jobs. One is to heal Avraham, one is to save Lot. Says the Chasam Sofer, no, it's all the same act of shlichus, which is to give chizuk to Avraham. Says, so what do you mean? Says the Chasam Sofer, a beautiful idea, that when a chola is visited by others, he gets chizuk, he gets strengthened. And it helps his nefesh, it helps his physically, it helps him spiritually, it picks up his spirits. And he says, v'chein yazhiru harofim mikol rogezu behala v'chadome. That the doctors say that this is important, to bring joy to other people, to lift their spirits so that emotionally and spiritually they begin to heal. However, Avram, as a 99-year-old man, if he was to find out that, or as soon as he would find out that Lot was taken captive, that would crush his spirits. His nephew is going to be taken captive. Someone that he looked after for so many years. He's the only one left from his father's family. And now he's going to be gone. That would totally break Avraham. And therefore, Raphael, who went to heal Avraham to lift up his spirits, was the same malach who went to save Lot. Because by doing so, that indeed also lifted Avraham's spirits. So it's true, a malach can only do one shlichus. It just so happens that the act of Bikur Cholim and the act of Hatzalas Lot was one elongated shlichus for Raphael. And I find that to be a fascinating idea. Number one, in general, in terms of the emotional connection that even the Chasam Sofer understood, that you could bring joy and chizuk to a person that helps them in their healing process. But more than that, so often we think about not only being present for a person to help them heal, but also we think about how to take action, how to do something positive for them physically to help them get better. And now you see these two aspects. You show up. You're there, you're present for them, you can listen to them, bring them joy, bring them some nachas ruach, Menuchas HaNefesh, and then you can go out and take action. And by doing so, also bring them an even elevated, a greater sense of appreciation and happiness. And that is what Raphael did for Avram. So it was one shlichus, a shlichus that was centered and focused on Avram's healing, his not just his physical healing, but more importantly, his spiritual and emotional healing, so that Avram could be centered and can get better and continue to commit his life to transforming world community into a community connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful day.